About Oak Hill Day, which is this Saturday, July 28th in Oak Hill. Welcome to the WGXC Afternoon Show.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's good Welcome. To be here.
First, tell us about Oak Hill. Where is Oak Hill, and how long has Oak Hill been there? And give us whatever you can about Oak Hill.
Oak Hill is one of four hamlets in the town of Durham in northwest Greene County. And it's a very historic town. It's the first one hamlet settled in the town of Durham in 1771. Most of the early settlers came from Connecticut, and the early industries were leather tanning and later on iron foundries and hardware manufacture. The mid-1800s, it was a very prosperous manufacturing town. Later on, the economy shifted more towards tourism and dairy farming. And today it's a very charming little hamlet, and we have 11 places on the National Register of Historic Places. And we like to celebrate that fact. So every year now for 7 years we have had Oak Hill Day, which started out as Yard Sale Day and grew from there.
And if you want to know how to get there, you get on Highway 81 and come to Oak Hill, because most of Oak Hill is on Highway 81, although there are some side streets and byways there.
It's 8 miles west of Greenville, if you don't know where it is.
And take us through the day Saturday. It starts with the yard sale day in the morning.
Okay, it starts at 9 o'clock with yard sales, and of course we hope people won't get there a lot earlier because not everybody's ready. The yard sales kind of taper down by noon or so, but we start having other activities for both adults and children. We have both churches will be having yard sales, and they'll also be serving food. The Yellow Deli will be open for food, and they will be having then music inside the Yellow Deli from 12 to 2. Then we're going to have, the Green Bee Greenhouse is going to be bringing plants to sell, and Ralph Hall is going to be bringing his folk art to sell. They're very popular from both last year, and I think we have a jewelry vendor. We also are going to have pony rides this time. Kind of the focus of Oak Hill Day, each year we do something a little bit special, a little bit different, is this year we are celebrating the Oak Hill Ridge Runners, and we're making a video, and we're going to have a cruise in, and Nick can tell you more about the video because he's worked on that.
The video is actually being produced and directed by Drew McKay. He's the fifth grade music teacher at Durham Elementary. And he has produced two earlier videos which have been very popular. One was called Escape from Oak Hill, which was about the Underground Railroad. And the one this year was On the Road with Lewis and Clark, and a documentary about the Lewis and Clark Expedition. And what he's working on for us, even as we speak, is a documentary about the Oak Hill Ridge Runners, which was the legendary auto racing team from Oak Hill, beginning in the 50s and 60s and running up through the 1990s. They didn't race in Oak Hill. They raced mainly at Lebanon Valley and other nearby tracks. But there was a team of as many as seven at one time stock car auto racers who were very popular and came to be very well known. So we're trying to document that history in a video, and we've got interviews of several of the race drivers themselves, pictures of their races and their cars.
And some of the names that people might recognize are Mert Sox Hulbert, who is pretty famous. A lot of people know about him. Stanley Wetmore and Stanley's brother Donnie went on to work for the Petty Driving School. So we hope that lots of people that have cars will come to celebrate with them. And we're actually going to have a trophy for the best car in the show voted on by the people who come. So everybody's invited to come. And that will be by the Oak Hill Post Office on 81.
Are any of the original drivers still around with us that might be there?
Mert and Stan will be there.
Okay.
and Alan Beechert, who current highway superintendent. And he was the youngest of the Oak Hill Ridge runners, and he is also interviewed in the documentary.
And the cruise-in, what time will that run?
It will start at noon, and noon till 4, roughly. And we kind of cut things off at 4 because at 5 we have an ice cream social and music, which Drew McCabe's band is also playing on the Methodist Church lawn. And that's free, and everybody's invited to come to that.
And that's at 5 o'clock?
At 5 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I'm familiar a little bit with Drew. I think, is his wife a music teacher, too?
No. She's a very good gardener and does wonderful organic gardening. His son just played at the main stage at the Bluegrass Festival, so he's starting his children. I think Ellen's in the second grade. I don't think Jody, his wife, is a teacher, though.
Hard to get away from music when your father is a musician.
That's right.
Yes. And is he playing at the Yellow Deli, too, or
no,
is that a different
band?
No,
that's the 12 Tribes. Nick, you can say.
Yes, they'll be playing a mixture of Appalachian and Celtic music, and that starts at 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock, yeah. They start serving food at 11, and their live music will start at 12. But Drew McCabe's band is called Outstinct, I guess that's opposite from instinct, but they will be playing from 5 to 7 on the lawn of the Methodist Church.
Well, it certainly sounds like a full day of events.
But we hope so. We hope people will come and have a good time.
Now, you mentioned Ralph Hull, who does the folk art, and that he was a rather recent... He came just last year for the first time?
He's been there from the very beginning.
Okay.
And a lot of people come back to see Ralph. He has folk art paintings. He has decoys. Now he has swan decoys, which he's put rockers on, which he carves. He's also written a book, which he was afraid wouldn't sell out the first 100, and I think now they're on their fifth 100 printing. So it's an opportunity to buy Ralph's book, and it's about, what's the title, Nick?
A Lifetime of Experiences and Memories. Now, Ralph is a 93-year-old farmer, a descendant of the original Hull family who came in the late 1700s, and he is a very talented person.
So if you're lucky, you could get him to sign one of his books?
Oh, absolutely. And if you're really lucky, you could buy one of his paintings. When we went over to take a picture of him recently, I bought one. I said, Ralph, you can still display it, but I want to make sure I get mine before you sell out on Oak Hill Day. Because sometimes he does, and he takes orders.
Wow.
Another art opportunity is we had a resident, Norman Hassel Rice, who died a few years ago, and he had a gallery called The Assemblage. And Norman was quite beloved and well-known by people. And this is an opportunity to still go into Norman's gallery, which is there as he left it, and his daughter and son-in-law will be there to welcome people and talk about his artwork.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, too. And the 12 Tribes band, you've heard them before?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now there might be many our listeners who don't understand or realize what the 12 Tribes are and that they live up in your area. So could you say a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a religious community that lives in Oak Hill, and they have communities really all over the U.S., mainly on the East Coast, but there are more than 20 communities like that, and each community has maybe 50, 60 members. That would be maybe 10 families or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in Oak Hill. They operate the Yellow Deli, which has also been called the Oak Hill Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they do farming, building, and many crafts. And they're very musical and charming people. Okay. Every Wednesday night they have live music at the Yellow Deli.
Okay.
Is that an open mic, or is that they perform every Wednesday?
They perform, but you're very welcome to bring your instrument and play along with them, and some people do, yeah.
Okay, and I know they had a store in Coxsackie for a while with shoes. And
Simon the Tanner was the name of that store. Yeah. Yes, that was a nice store.
But they don't do anything like that in Oak Hill. They sell some of their... soaps and hand lotions and stuff. And they have a shop that does upholstery, and they have a man who does weaving, and he will do custom weaving as well as placemats and different things that are for sale in the Yellow Deli.
Okay, very good. Well, they're kind of an integral part of your community then.
They fit very well. They're very nice neighbors, and I think, you know, the majority of the people in Oak Hill are certainly glad they're there.
And if anybody's listening, we're talking to Mary Lou Nahas and Nick Nahas. Mary Lou, you're the president of the Oak Hill Preservation?
That's correct,
And Nick, you're the town historian?
That's correct.
Can you alluded a couple minutes ago to the Underground Railroad passing through Oak Hill. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it actually not necessarily passed through Oak Hill, but the movie was about the Underground Railroad.
And the movie that he worked on.
The movie that he worked on. And so it told the story as if the Underground Railroad had passed through Oak Hill and had featured Harriet Tubman and others who were very much a part of that movement.
Some people think maybe there were places on the Underground Railroad in Oak Hill. I don't think that's actually been documented, but possibly.
But the Underground Railroad in general was not documented because it was kept a secret.
Yes. Tell us some about the history of Oak Hill. What is it best known for?
It's best known for in the 1800s when they had as many as four foundries at one time, and they made hardware for export to New York City, and all kinds of hardware, plows and tools and kitchen equipment, and had a big catalog of items that they made. The largest one was called Oak Hill Manufacturing Company, and it operated through much of the 1800s.
And was it there because the Catskill Creek is there?
That was part of it. More likely, it got started from the days when there was a surplus of hemlock wood from the leather tanning industry, because for leather tanning they only needed the bark, and there was surplus wood for everything, and they made charcoal out of it, so that was suitable for foundries. And every blacksmith was called a foundry, of course, but it was a major industry in the mid-1800s.
Today, I suppose Oak Hill is best known to a lot of people for the historic houses, the old houses. For instance, Nick and I first got to Oak Hill and when we bought a 1830s brick house and a general store, which was constructed in 1888. And they are both remarkably intact, and it's one of the charms of Oak Hill. There are quite a few other houses like that, some that certainly still need restoration, and many that have been restored. And I should also say that at least four gardens will be open, and possibly some of the houses that people might get a chance to look into. There are a couple for sale, and it's a good time to look at those if we don't have a formal house opening. We had three houses on the Greene County Homes Tour earlier in the summer in Oak Hill, so we kind of felt like we'd done that this year. But the Icicle House is one of the ones that a lot of people know about for the folk art of the house.
So you were on the Historic Homes Tour just this past June?
Yes, we were.
June 2nd, yes.
Uh-huh. And did you have all 11 of the historic places open?
No. This year, 10 years ago, the Homes Tour was actually just in Oak Hill. Uh-huh. But this year it was on the whole town of Durham. And we did have, I believe, 11 houses on the Homes Tour, but we tried to direct the people not just to Oak Hill. That hamlet, as Nick said, we're one of several hamlets in the town of Durham, but in Cornwallville, in East Durham, in
the hamlet of Durham.
So people could see, because there are lovely houses in the whole town.
So people had to spread themselves a little thinner this year because there was more distance between the home. Say a little bit about that home tour, because everybody who's listening may not be familiar with it.
Well, it's a major fundraising effort of the Greene County Historical Society. And they pick a different town each year. The year before, it was at New Baltimore, I believe. This year, it was at the town of Durham. Next year, it's going to be in
the town of Lexington.
And it is organized by people from the Greene County Homes, from the Greene County Historical Society. The county historian, Therese Limer, was really the chairman this year. And we should also say that, but our film and our music here, I'm kind of jumping around,
was
through a grant through the Greene County Council on the Arts. Mm-hmm. And Trez works down there. That's what made me think of that.
Yes, I used to work there.
So you know where we're coming
yes,
from.
Yes, and Colette probably arranged for the grant.
Yes, right. Well, we filled out the application, and fortunately we were given money to play music at the Ice Cream Social and to have the Ridge Runners film. But it's a very nice thing to show off historic houses, we believe, since we are owners of one and feel very strongly about preserving those. And it was a nice fundraiser for the Greene County Historical Society.
Another credit is to Stewart's, who are providing the ice cream for the Ice Cream Social free of charge.
Okay. Well, that's very nice of them.
And they've done that for several years, and Oak Hill Preservation Association, or OPA, is a very low budget organization. I mean, it's a tax exempt nonprofit, and we are able to get grants to work on these various buildings. For instance, the Oak Hill Methodist Church, where we will be showing videos, not only the three that we've mentioned that Drew did, but a history of the church with wedding pictures of Oak Hill residents and area residents from the 50s. We've got...
There's a slideshow also on what is Greek Revival architecture anyway, because there's so much of it around.
And the number of your historic places have the Greek Revival architecture?
Many of them do, yes.
I lived in an 1830-something Greek Revival house for a while. So
that's the time period, yes.
Yeah.
And the church is Greek Revival.
Mm-hmm.
And OPA has just gotten a grant to help put electricity back in the church. So we're hoping it will be hooked up on Saturday so we can more easily show all these films in there. So it's a very low budget operation, and we have volunteers who do things, and we do quite a bit with not very many people. Rosemary O'Brien is making all the signs. She's the one that also did the video on Greek Revival architecture. So we really like to celebrate our local residents and talents.
And Central Hudson, if you're listening, please complete the connection before Saturday.
I wanted to ask you if Oak Hill was in any way affected by Hurricane Irene or Tropical Storm Lee last August and September.
The upper part of town was spared pretty well, but there was damage in the downstream of the Catskill Creek area. The post office had severe damage in some of the houses.
And one of the race cars is coming, had some issues.
Oh, yes. It had been completely restored, and it got very seriously damaged, but now it's back to
a
state of,
car.
State of restoration. Stanley Wetmore has a 1937 slant-back two-door Ford coupe, and he has lovingly restored it, and it's a thing
at
of beauty.
At least twice now.
With an original flathead in it?
I believe so.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
He almost got washed away in the flood, but fortunately he did not. So
he was rescued, literally.
From the top of his house or something?
No, well, no, from his garage, probably.
So in general, Oak Hill came out pretty good.
Well, at least one house was completely washed away, but most of the town was spared.
The park was damaged, but it's been restored, thanks to, again, a grant from a prior resident. So, the town has really pulled together to work on this. So certainly we did not sustain the damage that so many of our neighbors did.
Well, I hope our listeners are getting the impression that Oak Hill is a great place to visit, especially on this upcoming Saturday, the 28th.
We hope so, too, and that they'll come, yes.
And a great place to live.
Yes. And thank you for having us to talk about it, because obviously we are Oak Hill enthusiasts, or we wouldn't be living there ourselves, right?
Why don't you give everybody the details again? It's this Saturday starts at what time?
9 o'clock.
And mainly on the main street.
And there'll be maps, there'll be information booths. We're going to have a historic scavenger hunt that Joanne Schindelheimer has put together with pictures of buildings, and then you have to match up details of them. Going into the food, the music, pony rides, dancing at the, well, I don't know if they're doing dancing, but the car show, ice cream and music again. So we think it's a full day of activities. And it's all free, except the food, which, of course, you have to pay for. But
sounds great. Sounds really good. So
All right. Well, thanks for coming in to the WGXC Afternoon Show. Mary Lou Nahas and Nick Nahas from Oak Hill talking about Oak Hill Day this Saturday, July 28th.